rocks.
Good morning. 713 Brock Hunter.
What's up? What's up, best friend?
My best friend. Anyway, welcome.
Somebody asked me the other day, I can't remember where I was.
You guys really friends off air?
I was like, no.
No, I
absolutely not.
Effing hate that guy. He's the worst. Yeah. He's the worst. Yeah.
Pass him. Every time I pass him, I just kind of shoulder him.
Yeah. Yeah. Give him a little, I nut tap him every time we go by. I'm like, take that. Wham.
Ow.
Ow. Right in my nuts. Anyway, we got to get to it. It is time for your morning dump. And no, we're not friends. Ever.
It's the morning dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
I'm just kidding. I love you, buddy.
Yeah.
You're my best friend.
You're my best friend.
Well, I'm sorry. I made it weird. As always, your morning dump brought to you by Pump.
That
septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Hunter, you got any pantyhose laying around the house?
No. I can't even remember the last time I've seen pantyhose.
I think grandma was the last time I've seen pantyhose.
Do girls wear pantyhose anymore?
Oh, yeah, for sure. For sure.
Really?
I don't think it's
Why?
As...
It's a weird thing.
You know, you don't got to... You get nice color on the legs. It keeps the legs covered.
No,
you know?
Can't put a full sock over your leg to get tan. That doesn't count.
Sure it does. I'd rather see that than
a
spray tan.
Is that what it's for?
I don't know. I think pantyhose are hot. Maybe not the ones that, not like the shaping, like the body shaping pantyhose that go all the way up to the nips. But, you know, like the leg ones, you got that rolled up and they got the little thingy that holds them in place, the little garter belt or whatever. That's sexy, man. It's hot.
Yeah, anyway, I guess.
This isn't for a sexy type deal. This is for COVID. Apparently, a new study says pantyhose can make masks even more effective against COVID. The University of Cambridge tested them and found using pantyhose over top the K95 mask improves the way it fits on your face. On their own, they don't do much, so you'll need a mask underneath it. I mean,
here's the thing, too. If you carry a gun while you do it and
you get free stuff.
With the pantyhose over your head.
You get free
stuff.
People
scatter away from you. Your 6-foot bubble now becomes a 50-foot bubble.
And don't use the entire leg. The ring of it will just do to make sure it fits right. And obviously, you want to wash them first.
This is not a real study.
I swear
this
to
is
God,
not
dude,
a real I, thing. There's it's some guy over here being sarcastic, saying, "Hey, listen to this."
Remember being a kid and putting pantyhose on your face and then you pull it up?
And then your nose would...
That's all I
did. Everybody did that.
Everyone did it.
Stick them up, Mom. Stick
yeah,
them
right
up.
There. Look at me. I'm a bank robber.
You put something on your face that your mom's dirty leg has been in.
It's right there. Where'd you get those? Out of the laundry basket. Yeah, those are dirty. Because it smells like tuna fish in here, Mom.
No. Dude, come on.
So, if you got some pantyhose laying around, you know, make your mask more effective.
I don't think anybody does, though.
I hope to God I see someone out with pantyhose on their face later on. I just hope to God that'll make my day. Oh, you heard? You read the study too? Yeah, pantyhose. I'm going out to buy some.
Hunter told me it makes me safe.
Yeah, right there. We got it on my face. It's weird though. I went to 9 banks and everyone gave me free money. Mm-hmm. Lastly, like father, like son, Robert Irwin, the offspring of crocodile hunter Steve Irwin, was almost attacked by a 12-foot croc, and it was caught on camera. The 18-year-old was trying to feed Casper, the unfriendly crocodile. Is there a friendly crocodile, by the way? That's a dinosaur. It's an effing dinosaur.
It is a straight-up dinosaur. I don't know. The medulla oblongata doesn't allow it to be friendly.
Mama says that the alligator's mad because he got all them teeth and no toothbrush to brush him with.
Yeah.
Well, Mama is wrong.
What's his name? What's the kid's name again?
Steve Irwin's kid? Robert.
Yeah.
Robert. Yeah.
Brock, put yourself in Robert's shoes, all right? Mm-hmm. You're born. You don't really get to choose what you want to really do in your life, huh? Like, you realize your dad's the crocodile hunter, and it's like, oh, my God, I'm going to have to handle crocs for the rest of my life.
And not even just that. He's a beloved, like... If his dad wasn't famous the way Steve Irwin was, he probably could have went on.
The nicest family ever, dude.
They seem like amazing people. Yeah, amazing people. But here's what he chalk it up to is that if his dad wasn't famous, if his dad wasn't a world-renowned, you know, guy, crocodile wrangler, outdoors enthusiast, you know.
Crikey!
he could have went to school and been anything, but no, since his dad was famous for it, not only that, died while with animals. He's like, well, now I got to follow in dad's footsteps. But
hey, you know what? He made the right choice. Who wants to go to school and stick your nose in a book when he could be the crocodile hunter's son and go out there and just have a...
Well, I don't know. Reading a book or getting mauled to death by a crocodile, I think there's a couple options. I mean, Steve Irwin did get impaled by a stingray. It sounds like an awful way to go. So anyway, he's fine. The alligator lunged and snapped at Irwin, who yelled bail, bail, bail before he rushed to safety, and everything's good. But it's posted online, so if you just look it up, you can see it.
Robert, we should be careful.
Yeah.
We're sad enough about your dad, all right? We don't need you wrestling around with alligators. Your dad did it enough. It's fine. We got the footage.
Terrible way to go, man. God, did you crocodile? Man, oh, man. Anyway, yeah, like father, like son.
The gator roll, man.
And don't they have, like, long sticks that they can put the feet on and just, like, hand it over the fence?
Throw it over there.
Just throw it over the fence. It's a crocodile. I think he'll figure it out, man. No. I got to go put it on his tongue. That's how we got
to
do it.
You've not seen Jurassic Park? Ah.
This here's Rusty, and Rusty's no puppy. All right, there you go. That is your morning dump. We'll be back.
The morning dump brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today, 269-445-7777, or visit pumpthatseptic.com.